Hey there, when you think Klein Alley Show, you think easy, right?
Mainly because of our looks, yes.
But now when you think easy, you should think San Bernardino International Airport. Because San Bernardino International Airport is the best way to fly out of SoCal.
Yes, we did it recently, and it was an easy, convenient experience. In fact, our friend Johnny on the show took his first flight out of San Bernardino International Airport. It's the easiest way to get out of Southern California. Trust us. Plus, parking is just $5 a day.
El Cheapo loves that. And now, a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show. Jody, welcome to K-Rock. How goes it?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing quite well. Better than you from the pictures we saw this week.
I'm fine.
Well, I know it's like, you know, I saw the protests that happened all weekend and then saw, you know, with all of those things, you're like glad people are getting out there, but you hope that there's not going to be violence. And then, you know,
right.
I'm seeing what happened to you, but you were saying that the attention was making you uncomfortable, you know, because it's like, obviously there are a lot of worse things that have happened at protests, and because you're Jody Sweetin,
right.
You're the one getting the headlines.
Right. I've been pretty active on the ground in protests for the last few years, and I see people out there all the time who are having much worse things happen to them. So, you know, if I can bring the attention to police brutality, to women's rights, to our LGBTQ family rights, you know, all of those sorts of things, if I can take this and turn it into talking about that message, then great. But I
right.
really hate it. Like, I just don't like attention being on me for that. It feels silly.
It is weird, though, and I would never know this from experience because I've never been, quote, top trending. But, like, when you see your name, like, wow, I'm top trending. And you're like, that's, you know, if someone that, you know, like, obviously an actress, et cetera, and been in a lot of things over the years. But then it's got to be that weird moment where you're like, wow, I'm everywhere.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was at the protest on Saturday, my friend Michael Ade was the one that got the footage. And Sunday morning, he texted me and said, do you mind if I post this? And I was like, okay, sure. You know, it's fine. I didn't want to post it on my page. I just was like, because I knew if I posted it, like, what might happen.
Right.
But my friend Sean King actually reposted it from Michael's page. And I knew once Sean had reposted it, he's very active in the community and a lot of people follow him, that it would go everywhere. And that's exactly what happened. All of a sudden, I noticed it in 60 different stories on Instagram. And you know, I was like, okay, well, I guess I should tell my mom what happened. give her a warning.
Well, are you going to go back out there this weekend? I know a lot of my friends have kind of canceled some of their 4th of July plans. I know it's kind of a polarizing weekend for a lot of people. Are you going to go back out?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We have actions planned this weekend. I'm getting more details, but, you know, we'll be back out there. Our women's rights have still been overturned. They're still coming for others. And, you know, we're supposed to be celebrating our independence this weekend. So this is what we do.
Jody, not to shift gears too much, but like Bob was a guy that obviously you had a crazy relationship with. I felt like Bob Saget was a buddy of mine as well because he made everyone feel like they were like his best friend. And I just finally got around to watching the Netflix show celebrating Bob with all of his friends. Did you have a chance to watch that yet? Is that too hard to even sit down and watch?
You know, I haven't watched that one yet. There was another night that we all did a couple weeks previous, I believe, to the big one that Mike Grainger just put out on that was a little bit smaller, and I was out of town for the big one,
So
I haven't seen all of it yet. I've seen bits and pieces, but there was a really wonderful intimate night that happened a couple weeks prior to that was really, really special and wasn't recorded, and I will be forever grateful that I got to celebrate Bob in that way so many laughs and wonderful friends. And he's, you know, I just always say, like, Bob is so sad he missed himself getting all of the attention.
Cause I know.
He's somebody that he would see the headline and be like, yes.
Yeah, that's so true and so funny. And you're definitely one of the big newsmakers of the week, and you're out there obviously for a good reason. The attention came. Everyone remembers now the footage, but, like, you know, you're bringing we are both very, very vocal about our thoughts on this being just one of the worst decisions, one of the worst moments probably in the history of this country. So
it's unreal to me. It really is. I don't think, you know, as a woman, that day waking up, I don't think there's any words that can explain what that feels like.
Yeah. And I mean, you're somebody who has been very active for many years, as you said. Just in general, for tips for protesting,
comfortable shoes, stay hydrated, stay together. You know, when you're with a protest, you know, you are safer when you are in the sort of the middle of the pack. I'm always encouraging people to not be the stray gazelles, because, you know, whether it's police or, you know, there is a lot of opposition to what's going on right now and movements in the streets and you know, activity in the streets and protests. And sometimes it's not safe out there. So, you know, just I always recommend everyone making sure that they are hydrated. Wear good shoes. Don't wear sandals. Don't wear flip-flops. You know, listen to the people who are speaking and try and, you know, just keep each other safe. You know, we always say out there, we keep us safe. So just keep each other safe.
Jody Sweetin, thank you for joining us on K-Rock. Greatly appreciate it. Thanks for fighting the good fight. And don't be a stranger. Come by the studio one of these days.
Absolutely. I would love to anytime.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.